Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Ben E. King bringing us back. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Donald Gibson is here. He's our new friend. He's a dean and professor of management at Charles F. Dolan School of Business at Fairfield University in beautiful downtown Fairfield, Connecticut. Don, thanks again for staying with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. And in the previous segment, we talked about how anger can create unproductive situations. But this segment, I want to talk about your university, and but not only about Fairfield, about the current and future aspects of higher education. Give us a little bit of a 45-second commercial on Fairfield.
Sure. So Fairfield University is a Jesuit university, actually part of a tradition that goes back 400 years, and there are about 28 Jesuit universities in the U.S. Boston College and Georgetown, and some others are prominent among them.
In case there are people who don't know what that means, what does Jesuit mean?
Oh, sure. So it was founded by a group, the Society of Jesus. So they are the Brothers overall is a shrinking priesthood.
It's the priesthood of the Catholic Church.
Yes, yes, that's right. But it gives the university kind of a values base. You know, we really emphasize ethics in business, for example.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah, and it has a very strong liberal arts core. And then, so I'm the dean of the business school, but our business students then, we really emphasize that combination of, you know, strong technical foundational business skills, but then rounding it out with history, philosophy, religion, etc.
But you're a small school, under 5,000 students, a third of those or so in the business school, but you're still Division I. That's interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have prominent athletics
basketball
on campus. We keep aspiring to the NCAA. We haven't quite made it there in a while. We have made it a couple times before.
Right. Yep. So, okay, it's Jesuit founded, liberal arts with an excellent business school. We know they have an excellent dean. We know that already.
Yeah.
So, what other things would you say Fairfield is known for?
Yeah, so I think the quality of the student body, and what we emphasized in the business school is really three areas, and one is career readiness. You know, making sure our students come out of this place, you know, ready to go for employers. The second piece is we have a strong learning community, so class sizes are small, right? We really emphasize the experience in the classroom. So faculty in the business school, a lot of faculty have had real-world business experience.
Mm, that's important.
Yeah, and so they bring that into the classroom. So our accounting professors, for example, all have CPAs.
Right.
And so it's a place where we want people to care about each other and then and then take that to the world.
What does it cost for a four-year education at Fairfield?
Well, we're about the same as other private liberal arts. So it's nearing $50,000 a year in terms of...
For two semesters.
A year, that's right. So keep in mind, that's what you would call the sticker price.
Right.
Most students don't pay that much.
They get some kind of a scholarship or whatever. That's good information. I want to move over there. I want to talk about something else associated with this. I'm very much, as I think there are a lot of Americans, concerned about the lack of discourse, the lack of free, intellectually honest discourse in our higher education campuses today. There's a lot of repression of voices across this country, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, an emphasis on college campus is, if you will, freedom of speech or the ability for all to express themselves. So I guess on our campus, we really try to urge students and faculty, if they have a view that wants to get expressed or they want to do a program,
right.
There's quite a bit of openness to
is
that.
But look at the speakers who are invited and then uninvited. Look at the stories we hear about, especially conservative students who are not liberal, seem to have a problem getting their voices out. Are you concerned about that, Don?
Yeah, I guess I haven't experienced it so much here. I mean, I think we do get a range of...
But you know what I'm talking about across the country, don't you? I mean, you're aware of...
Right. I think there has been, on college campuses, there can be, in some ways, the faculty tends to be... more on the liberal side,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah.
And in some ways, the student body may not reflect that. But I think a university needs to be a place where,
all ideas should be discussed.
Other.
That's right.
That's right.
When I went to college, the things I learned in college broke me away from the things that I'd been in, given by my parents.
That's right.
And some things I came back to and some things I didn't, right? And so, anyway. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Give us the Fairfield website, please.
We are at fairfield.edu.
All right. Fairfield University. Dr. Donald
yes.
Gibson. Thanks. Now, come back soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Dr. Donald Gibson. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. Just like
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.